Good morning. My name is Mike Greenlee, and I'm happy to be your service leader this morning. Welcome to our Sunday service for August 11th, 2013. Ensure that you have turned off any cell phones or other devices that might disrupt the service. Please read the announcements in your order of service. Guests are encouraged to read the welcome visitor section. I'd like to invite our church president, Mike Graham, to come up to the microphone. He has a pastoral announcement to share with us this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Our office mascot, TJ, the cat, died in the arms of Madeline and Brad yesterday afternoon. He is buried next to the labyrinth with a candle as a memento. The card is at the back, if you wish to sign it.
We extend an especially warm welcome to our visitors this morning. If there are any newcomers or people back after a long absence who would like to introduce themselves, I invite you to do so now. We are so glad you are here. Welcome. After the service, we invite you to stop by the visitors' table at the back of the sanctuary, where church members will be available to answer any questions you may have about our congregation. At the visitors' table, you can also fill out a welcome form on which you can indicate whether you'd like to receive our newsletter or other information about our church. Let us proceed with our outreach celebration.
Busy, very busy. There is much effort put forward in sustaining and enriching our community and all the good work it does within these walls and beyond. Sometimes, in all this busyness, the extraordinary value of our efforts isn't given the second thought. We just get on with doing it. Today, we are going to pause, take stock, and celebrate the many facets of our outreach activities. Outreach is defined as to reach beyond, to exceed, to act, an act or instance of reaching out. The act of extending community services to a wider section of the population. It is no secret that we are a hotbed of social activism and that we have a view, point or two, on a wide range of social justice issues, political issues, and environmental topics. We are fond of saying, as you use, we like to put our beliefs into action. Action indeed. As you will see, lots of it.
I invite some of the Tao Committee to come forward to light our chalice this morning. This morning's chalice lighting words are from our mission statement. Strengthened in spirit, growth, spiritual growth, supported in community, energized by diversity, we strive to transform ourselves and our world through compassionate action. Thanks. I invite Bob and Farrell back up for our sing-along, and the words are on the back of your order of service.
I'm expecting that some of you may remember this song and others may not. I would like to say, just before starting it, it's a song which has you know, for me, I took me a little while to warm to it because I'm a secular humanist, and it has more gods in it than, well, than many things. Or, you know, the overall good of humanity, etc. Yeah, it just doesn't work. Yes, everybody can understand. And we're going to sing this until, you know, we get some suitable enthusiasm. When we look and we can see, things are not.
Oh, Today's homily is one in which we invite your participation. We will be talking about the many outreach activities of our church, and we get to the one you are involved with, please stand up for a moment. Don't be shy. Your contribution is worthy of a celebration. And now, let's dive into our deliciously diverse alphabet soup. A is for Action, our environmental action team. This hard-working team is busy inside and outside our church, promoting environmental education and action on a huge range of topics. You can find them at many rallies and educational activities, including the Prospect Lake Community Food Fair, GMO protests in Michozen, and flying our colors during Earth Day. B is for Book Sale. Each fall, we hold a massive, gigantic, incredibly well-organized book sale. That's right, stand up. That brings people from far and wide to our church. It is a popular event for book lovers and bargain hunters alike. Last year, we raised $3,242. Supporting our church financially is an essential step. The church is the platform for which we launch all our works of compassion. C is for Choices in Dying. This is a fledgling local organization with significant church membership, so a lot of you should be standing. Determined to be an added voice in an international movement, its objective, to see that the laws of Canada are changed to give people who are terminally ill and in great pain the right and the help to end their lives in a timely, compassionate, and respectful way. D is for dividing our Sunday collection with the Share the Plate program. There we go. Each month, the Social Responsibility Committee, or SRC, picks a charity to share the money collected on Sunday mornings. This has proven to be a popular idea and helped out many great organizations like the BC Sustainable Energy Association, the Respecting Aboriginal Values and Environmental Needs Group, the Victoria Human Exchange Society, the Council of Canadians, the Dogwood Initiative, and many others. E is for the Ethel May Fund. The Ethel May Fund is like the 7th Cavalry before the Little Bighorn, ready to gallop to the rescue of local people, usually single parents, who have had major problems dumped on them. The fund has helped 7 families this year. This fund is the compassionate response of one of our church members and is named in honor of his mother, who raised 5 children on her own. F is for the First Unitarian Church of Victoria Foundation. It was established to promote the principles and values of our church. Currently, the foundation has contributions invested with the Victoria Foundation, totaling approximately $55,000. Income from these funds is dedicated to supporting First Nations education at Camosun College and the music and social responsibility programs of our church.
The second key. G is for groceries at the local food banks we support. People who go to bed hungry are not only hurting, they are a lost resource in this country. They are a living tragedy because properly nourished, they can be community builders. Children who go to bed hungry are a crime against humanity. BC has the highest rate of child poverty in Canada. This church community supports 6 local food banks. Food banks are a scandal. Food banks are essential. H is for Healing Our World, or HOW for short. This is the 8th year of our church members and friends first selecting democratically and then funding great projects that help to heal our world.
In that time, we have funded 18 projects and raised $117,000 in the process. In the past, we have helped to rebuild a school in Sierra Leone after the Civil War there. We have provided 4 single-parent, working poor, local families with rent subsidies for a year. We have guaranteed 10 orphaned children 10 years of education in Ghana. We have funded the building of 100 communal toilets in Kenya. We have fed 100 orphans in South Africa for 1 year, children whose parents have died from AIDS. We have helped subsidize young teens attending the Power of Hope summer camp here in BC. We have paid the school fees for Burmese children living in refugee camps in Thailand. We have fixed the roof on the library for that school in Sierra Leone. We have funded riverbank restoration for farmers in Nepal. We have fed injured animals at Victoria's Wild Ark. We have fed breakfast to 30 kids at Brownstown Primary School in Jamaica every school day for a year. We have supplied Reverend Al Titchick with the goods he needs to care for members of our street community who are afflicted with addictions or mental illness. We have covered the cost of the host drum and the MC for the Yellow Wolf powwow on the peninsula. This year, we provided money to get homeless people interim housing. We helped Rwandan widows and youth improve housing. And we helped the BC Schizophrenia Society update its computers. Well, almost, as we still have to finish funding this, our third project. Donations from the pancake breakfast this morning totaled $750. This project requires $5,000. We have $3,000, and we have 3 weeks to collect $2,000. I is for the interesting things found in a school kid's backpack. The Back to School Backpack Program is an investment in the future of local Native children and of Canada. It provides school supplies for them, which their families can't afford. The backpack program is underway this month. Just imagine, your donation may help to educate a great future First Nations leader. But if it just gives some Native children an even start in school, that's something to celebrate.
J is for the Jammers, the Joyful Association of Music Makers. This dedicated ensemble takes music to rest homes and senior care facilities once or twice a month. K is for kids raising money for projects that help others. The junior youth had fundraisers this year that saw $83 go to Woodwind Farms and $45 go to the USC Seeds of Survival Program. L is for our Lifeline List project. The Lifeline List is this church community ready on a short notice to help local families on marginal incomes who get by in a financial bind, usually through no fault of their own. With about 80 people supporting this project, we have helped more than 200 families over some very rough patches in their lives. M is for microloans. For one of the 2009 Howe projects, we made 138 loans to women entrepreneurs in the developing world. Each month, money is paid back and we make more loans. To date, 1,117 loans have been made, with more every month. Our youth have been involved with microlending for a couple of years now. They've made 60 loans so far. This year, they produced an amazing coffee house to raise even more funds for more loans. N is for notes, musical notes, and the amazing generosity of our music program. There should be a lot of people standing. Yay! Each year, the Christmas concert raises money and goods to support local food banks. As a group, they have raised money for the Single Parents Resource Center, hosted very popular singing and handbell workshops, and exchanged resources with other choirs and churches. O is for Out of the Rain Youth Shelter. The work we did for Out of the Rain was varied. We provided 870 meals of a hot, protein-rich main dish, buns, fruit and cookies, and augmented 333 more with buns, fruit, and cookies. We also provided socks, gloves, jackets, toques, gift cards, hats, blankets, towels, a vast amount of toiletries and other goodies, including Christmas toques stuffed with holiday gifts. To accomplish all this, we had two huge cooking bees, dedicated and creative cookie makers, scarf knitters, and donations of every type, so much that we had enough resources to share with peers or the Prostitutes Empowerment Education and Recovery Society, the Rainbow Kitchen, Christian Actions Reflecting the Spirit, the Dandelion Society, Our Place, and the Sydney Food Bank. P is for protest, parades, and participation. Our SRC banner attends a wide range of protests every year, rain or shine. Our rainbow banner is the largest in Canada, and we walk it proudly in the annual Pride Parade, as well as having a booth at the celebration afterwards. 13 of our church members presented their concerns passionately and eloquently at the hearings on the Northern Gateway pipeline proposal. 7 of our church members got out and pounded the pavement in support of USC Canada and farmers in Honduras by walking or running various distances as part of the USC charity team at the Victoria Marathon. Q is for Q-tips, toothbrushes, shampoo, and the many other things we buy for the Sandy Merriman Women's Shelter using the money you put in the little red box on the SRC shelf. As well, once a month, the Casserole Express team makes 90 meals for Sandy Merriman House, nutritious and yummy.
R is for Robbie Burns Night. Spaghetti Night. Fiesta Night. An Enchanted Evening. And all the other wonderful food events we host for anyone who wishes to attend. Outreach can build community. S is for the Social Responsibility Committee. This committee is a passionate core group of church members which meets each month to assess social justice issues and devise ways and means for the compassion of this community to be expressed. This committee is our group conscience. It's also the place to come if you have a social justice issue you believe needs more attention. T is for Transylvania, Romania, the location of our partner church. This year's fundraiser joined with the Children's Mad Hatter program and the local Hungarian dance team, raising $1,170. U is for UUUNO. As members of the UUUNO, each year we have a service to celebrate the work they do, and we raise money to support it. V is for the Victoria Interfaith Refugee Assistance Committee. Members of our church, joined with people from Cadre Bay United Church and Quakers in downtown Victoria, and some other individuals, to raise $38,000 to cover all expenses for a Palestinian refugee family for a year. When Abul, the father of this family, spoke at our church, he told us that living in a Syrian refugee camp was like being in a dark hole, and the help we gave them was like a rope to the light. W is for weddings, baby dedications, and memorial services. Last year, our lay chaplains performed 32 weddings, 4 memorial services, 1 child dedication, and 1 vow renewal for non-members. They also presented a workshop on planning a meaningful memorial, and they intend to offer this thoughtful and valuable process to the general public next year. X is for Xmas. On Christmas Eve, when we gather for our candlelight service, we also collect supplies and money for the Out of the Rain Youth Shelter, for our place, and for the Dandelion Society. Coats, socks, toques, towels, hygiene supplies, and much more. $1,600 and 6 huge bags full of much-needed supplies. Y is for yarning, mindful yarning. This group of knitters, made up of people from within and outside our congregation, makes comfort shawls from donated materials. The shawls are made with the intent of sharing positive energy, supportive thoughts, and caring for people in need. Z is for Zip. The Zip you get with our fair trade coffee from Earth. You can buy this wonderful coffee in the church for $8 a package. That's a competitive price, what you would pay at Thrifty's or Safeway. But if you buy your coffee at the church office, $1.30 of each package sold goes to fund our HOW projects. And that has meant hundreds of dollars over the years. That's the soup for today. Many flavors. What we do to live that part of our mission statement, which invites compassion, is considerable. But today, this occasion, is not for bragging. It is simply for acknowledging and celebrating our achievements, because they deserve to be celebrated. Even as we know that the needs of people around us and among us will continue, and that we will be there for them. It is who we are and who we want to be.
As we have just heard, as Unitarian Universalists, we believe in putting our faith into action. Half of our offering this month is going to the First Nations Surrounded by Cedar Backpack Project. After the offering has been received from your row, you are all invited to come up to the front and place a piece of polished glass in our pools of hope. Everyone is invited to use this time for centering and meditation. Please take these words of Dorothy Day into this time. People say, "What is the sense of our small effort?" They cannot see that we must lay one brick at a time, take one step at a time. A pebble cast into a pond causes ripples that spread in all directions. Each one of our thoughts, words, and deeds is like that. No one has a right to sit down and feel hopeless. There is too much work to do. Bob and Farrell back up for their musical gift. Words this morning are from Mahatma Gandhi. When I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they seem invincible. But in the end, they always fail. Think of it always. Closing song this morning is This Little Light of Mine. The words on the back of your order of service or on the inside of your order of service.